You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord.
This Amen.
Is Reverend Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, and we are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard. That's Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number that where you can reach us is 321-255-6999. I always tell you, remember, if you do not have a home church, please come and visit us. Our doors are open every Sunday at 11 a.m.
Amen.
We are the church in a city with the city in its heart. Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Amen.
Well, we praise the Lord out there in Radio Land. We thank him for another opportunity just to be in the house of the God that we serve. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're at this station here, but we thank the Lord for just being able to allow us another platform where we can come into your homes, in nursing homes, in prison cells, automobiles, wherever you are, just to tell you about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. I want to explain to you out there in Radio Land that the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we serve, he loves us all, and he came for us all. But since there are folks that have not received him as Lord and Savior, the scripture emphatically tells us that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen.
So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would turn your heart toward home.
Amen.
Receive him as Lord and Savior of your life. You don't have to be in a church building or in some cathedral. All you need to do is to open up your heart and receive Jesus. He's right there, right where you are. And we thank him for that.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done today as the Holy Spirit will ride the waves of the words that spoken today, that each person that will trust in him will receive eternal life.
Yes.
If they do not know him, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What we're doing today by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that we are speaking on faith. That faith is a very powerful, wonderful thing that God has given to us all.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that you cannot be saved without faith. The word of God tells us in Ephesians 2 and verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith. So faith is the most important commodity that one would have in order to get back home. And when I say get back home, I'm speaking in terms of where God is. That is our home. We all want to return back to our God.
Amen.
He loves us, and he wants us to return. It's not his will that any would perish, but all come to repentance. So if we repent, turn our hearts toward home, we will get back there through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
So we want to look at Habakkuk 2 and verse 4 this morning, and we want to just thank the Lord because Habakkuk is one of the minor prophets, but we thank God for what he and how he used Habakkuk.
Yes.
There are times when things would be in trouble and Habakkuk was saying, the vision that was given is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, you wait for it.
Yes.
Because the vision will speak of itself. But this verse of scripture here in Habakkuk 2 and verse 4, I want Ms. Glory to read it, or Evangelist, and we want to look at what it's actually saying, because God does not like pride. Pride is an abomination in the eyes of God.
Yes,
Pastor. One that's speaking in Habakkuk 2 and verse 4. Mr. Glory, would you read that, please?
Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
By his faith. Praise Amen. God. The just shall live by his faith. You've been justified. You've been declared righteous.
Yes.
And your faith should be in the one that has given you the opportunity to be righteous. And we all are righteous in the sight of God as children of God. So our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Habakkuk 2 and verse 4, it says here that the thing of it is that his soul is lifted up. And the thing of it is that we have to walk with a humble spirit.
Yes.
And allow God to be exalted in our lives. So our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I cannot stop saying that our faith destination is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one that is able to make whatever it is that we need come to pass.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's look at verses of scripture here concerning faith. Evangelist, faith is the most important commodity that one would have, because God gave it to us.
Amen, Pastor.
He gave us faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in ourselves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we trust what God has said, because
yes, Pastor.
He dealt every man a measure of faith. And that faith has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we would never know anything about Jesus if it wasn't for the faith that God gave us.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
So faith is most important. And I pray that everyone that have tuned in to broadcast, that this whole idea of trying to do things, it has to be by faith. Trusting the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
That's what faith is, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Trust in the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Having confidence in what he has said and what he's doing in our lives.
Amen.
So let's look at another verse of scripture there, Minister Glory. You have
in Romans 1:17.
Romans 1:17. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith."
Amen.
"As it is written, the just shall live by faith."
Amen.
It is very important that we understand that this is a lifestyle.
Yes, Pastor.
It's not just a moment of saying, "Well, I have faith." Our faith must be in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. It is.
This is how we live. The word says that the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
You've been justified. You've been found guilty, not guilty.
Yes.
Praise God. You've been found not guilty.
Not guilty.
Praise God. So your faith has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the just, folks that are justified, shall live by faith.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful, Evangelist?
Amen.
The just shall live by faith.
I want to break down the word faith for them that don't understand, Pat. Faith is trust. Faith is confidence. Faith is assurance in the word of the living God. Then when we just, Gloria just read Romans, the first chapter, verse 17. "For therein is the righteousness," which is mean right standing,
mm-hmm,
"of God revealed from faith to faith. It is, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Pastor, your faith don't stand still. When it's a lifestyle, like you said, you go from faith to faith to faith to faith, from glory to glory to glory. The more you spend time in His Word and in His presence, Pastor, you can't help but to grow by faith.
Amen. Because faith is very, very important. This is why you cannot be saved without having faith.
No, you can't, Pastor. That's true. You can't.
Ephesians 2 and verse 8 and 9 tells us that, you know, for by grace are you saved through faith.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is unmerited favor of God toward undeserving people. That's what faith and grace is.
Yes.
It's the unmerited favor of God toward mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So faith is looking, grace is looking down and faith is looking up.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
By faith, we are looking up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that has made it possible for us to walk by faith. Let's look at another verse of scripture here in Hebrew 10 and verse 38, which is another important verse of scripture here. And we're talking about faith this morning. Mm-hmm. We all need faith.
Amen.
We need the faith to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I tell you, there are many times when the enemy comes, he's not coming to take your money. He's not coming to try and steal your car. What he's coming to do is to steal your faith.
Yes, Pastor.
That is why Apostle Paul was saying there that I fought a good fight.
Yes, he did.
And I kept the faith.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. You have to keep the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And after each one of these verses of scripture, we want to mention the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes,
or the developer of our faith.
Yes.
He has given us faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen, Pastor.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minister Glory, Hebrews 10 and verse 38. Yes.
Now the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
But if any man or any woman draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Mm-hmm.
The just. And what we're saying is that you've been justified, found not guilty through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's imperative that you not draw back, because the scripture tells us here that he would have no pleasure.
That's what it says.
In them to draw back. So we must keep moving forward, thanking God for everything that he has done, receiving all of the promises of God by faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have not justified ourselves. We were justified by the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us all.
Amen, Pastor.
At Calvary's cross.
Go ahead, Pastor. At Calvary's cross.
At Calvary's cross. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ hung there between two malefactors.
Yes.
Can you imagine for a moment? He hung there on Calvary's cross in the valley of Golgotha. Our faith must be in him.
Amen.
Jesus Christ paid it all, and all to him I owe.
Amen.
Sin has left it crimson stain.
Yes.
But he made and washed me white as snow. That's what Jesus done for you. So our faith is in him. Praise God.
Amen.
We can go through a lot of verses of scripture, but the most important thing is that our faith must rest in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the enemy's come. When he comes, he's not coming to do anything but to steal your faith. If he can get you to stop trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Pastor.
And put your faith or confidence in your own selves, you will be destroyed. But when your faith is in Jesus, and what Jesus has done for us,
amen,
on Calvary's cross,
yes, Pastor,
then the enemy can do nothing with you, because that's where he was defeated, on Calvary's cross.
Yes, he was.
Oh, I tell you, I love to talk about,
amen,
praise God,
Jesus and what he's done.
Mm-hmm. What he's done.
So he many of us, so many of us trying to do something for God, but let's receive what God has done for us.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
So the just shall live by faith.
Praise God.
Oh, wonderful, Pastor.
Amen. The Amen. Just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm. And your faith keep growing, Pastor, because faith cometh by hearing.
Amen.
And hearing by the word of God.
That's right.
Now, if you don't put nothing in, ain't nothing coming out. You got to stay in the word.
Well, see, in Hebrews 11:6, I'm going to read it. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Mm-hmm.
But he that cometh to God must what?
Believe.
Believe. That's the one word. Believe by
yes.
faith what he has done. Hallelujah. That he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You get rewarded.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So why not?
That's correct.
Why not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ by faith? Why well, not?
Well, most of them, one of the things is that without faith, you can't please him.
Amen.
That is so true, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Ain't no need to go up in prayer if you don't believe him, Pastor.
Exactly.
When you go into prayer, you're going into prayer by faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Believing what God has done for you. Given God the very words that he has spoken unto us.
Go ahead, Pastor.
By faith.
By faith.
Now, Minister Glory, you mentioned there in Hebrews 11:6 there,
uh-huh.
we talked about without faith.
Without faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, we that are children of God are not without faith.
True.
Because it took faith for us to come to God.
That Amen. Is right. Mm-hmm.
It took faith for us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's right, Pastor.
That is why God has dealt every man a measure of faith.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he did. That's mm-hmm. what the word says, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And through the measure of faith that he has given us, mm-hmm. we build on that faith.
Go ahead, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Build
through
on
the
that
word
faith.
Of God.
Yes, mm-hmm. Pastor. Mm-hmm. Build on it. It's not stagnated. It'll grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, Pastor.
If we build on that faith according to the word of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Because the word tells us in Romans 10:17
mm-hmm.
that faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word.
Yes.
So without the word of God, there is no faith. This is why one cannot speak about his own personal experiences on the things that he has done. The uplifting is through and by the word of God.
Yes,
that will
Pastor.
Bring forth the desired result of what we desire to have, and truly it's by faith. And this is why when the Hebrew, it was written to the Hebrews in terms of without faith, you must keep faith, because there's someone that's trying to steal your faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
There's someone trying to steal your faith.
Yes, it mm-hmm. is, Pastor, and he's the devil, Pastor. Yes,
that's exactly who he is. He's the evil one. And he doesn't want your money.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't want your car.
He wants your soul, Pastor.
He doesn't want your house. He wants to steal your soul, because faith in the Lord Jesus Christ
yes.
will save your soul.
That is a fact,
will
Pastor.
Save your
will
soul.
Save your soul.
Praise God. This is very important here that we talk about faith and give the Lord Jesus Christ all of the honor and the glory. You know, Apostle Paul was saying there in the 12th chapter of Romans there.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he's begging. He said, I beseech you, brethren.
Yes.
By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes, Pastor.
Holy
yes.
and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
That's the word.
and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind,
yes,
that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And
word,
we are not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
Nope.
We are to think soberly, and we are to thank the Lord for what he has done for us. Our faith links up with every promise that God has given to us.
Amen.
You can't receive the promises except by faith.
That's Amen. Correct, Pastor.
Amen. You can't receive the promises of God except by faith.
You can't get nothing from God without faith, Pastor.
That's what it is. It's by faith.
It's
Praise
by
God.
Faith, Pastor.
It's in this faith. Lifestyle, we all need to take notice of what's going on in our lives. Are we living the life of faith, or we're just going through the motions? And there are many times that many people that are just going through the motion, they say, yeah, well, I have faith. But when you look at what's going on, you see that they don't have faith. They're trusting in themselves, and they have the sweet words that they can say on their own, but it's not faith. You see, let me say this before we go into another verse of scripture here, is that we must be careful about what we say and words that we use.
Amen.
Because the devil will take your words and use them against you.
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
This is why
and
we
twist
must
up your words. Yes.
We must speak
the word
faith-filled words.
Amen.
Which is the word of God.
Yes.
Evangelist, Minister Glory, you have something that you want to say concerning
Pastor, you're
the
talking
faith.
That good stuff on that faith, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This not only a lifestyle, but what it is that we walk by faith.
That's right.
And not by sight.
My God, listen, it's about faith. This is how we walk, praise God. We order our behavior by faith for the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
In Galatians 2:20, this is what Paul has said. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Mm-hmm. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith.
Yes.
Not our faith, the faith that
yes.
God, Jesus, or God has given us. Amen?
Amen.
Of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, that's great. That is good news
right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the faith is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
He could have easily said, I live by my faith.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what he said.
No.
He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God
who
loved me and gave himself for me. Mm-hmm. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 for a moment. We want to just go into that, and because we order our behavior.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 7.
Uh-huh.
For we walk.
Yes.
The scripture tells us that we live, the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, he says that for we walk by faith.
The word of God.
We walk by faith.
Yes, Pastor, we do.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we are claiming that we are walking by faith and we're actually walking by sight?
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's true, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us, we say we're walking by faith, but if you're walking by faith, then you're trusting in the things which you don't see with your natural eyes.
That's right. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm.
That's what faith is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Faith is, according to Hebrew 11, faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking by sight, you're not walking by faith.
That's right.
So 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, what does it say?
It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
Now, that's very clear there
very
concerning.
Clear. How? Because if you go back to 2 Corinthians 4 and 18, this is why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
You took that.
For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, what are they? Eternal. That's faith right there.
Go ahead, Pastor. That's just what I had on my mind.
That's faith. That is faith. But Paul was saying there in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, saying that we walk by faith. We order our behavior by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
See, he broke that down where faith is the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
But if we're walking by sight, we're walking by our natural senses.
Yes.
Which is nothing wrong with our natural senses, but when it comes to the things of God, we must walk by faith.
Amen.
It's a lifestyle, like you said, Pastor.
Yes.
Because sight is in the physical realm, which is part of the five senses.
Yes.
And that's not how we walk pertaining to the things of God. We can't receive anything from God except by faith. So we walk by faith, trusting him, believing in what he has said, and not what we're trying to accomplish with our own ability.
Yes, yes.
God gave us sight. He gave us the five senses, but we don't serve God according to the five senses. We don't receive anything according to our senses pertaining to the things of God. I pray that you understand what I'm saying here, because Paul is saying there in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, he made it clear. He says, for we walk by faith. We walk by faith,
right,
and not by sight.
Amen.
Sight is part of the five senses, which every one of us have. But when it comes to the things of God, we're walking by faith.
Amen.
And Mr. Glory, you mentioned in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18 that you were talking about.
Yes.
This is a thing here that we all must understand here, that
things which are seen, they're temporal. They're subject to change.
Yes,
but
they are. So.
But the things which are not seen, eternal. That's the real world.
Amen.
Spiritual world. Hallelujah.
You know, since you mentioned that verse of scripture, let's just look at that for a moment here. He says, while we look not at the things which what?
Are seen.
Mm-hmm. Are seen, but the things which are not seen.
Exactly.
So why would I be looking at the things that are not seen?
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Yes.
But you don't see them in the natural.
That's correct, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you don't see them in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's only by faith you see these things.
Amen.
Eh?
Yes.
So while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Because the things which you're seeing with your natural eyes is subject to change.
Amen. It's temporal.
Amen. It's temporal. It's subject to change. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal.
Amen.
And this is, it takes faith to see these things from an eternal perspective.
Yes.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's very important that we keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And keep our faith in him. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the author and the finisher, or perhaps the developer of our faith.
Yes, Pastor.
He's good. Well, I want to just, we're going to take a station break and we'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay. 100.7 FM.
Well, we thank you. We're back from the break here.
Amen.
And we're talking about 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7.
Amen.
As Apostle Paul was giving us an understanding there. And also in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18, also was being coupled with faith that we are talking about. We don't look at the things which are seen because they are subject to change. We're
yes.
looking at things which are not seen. That's why we walk by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, evangelists in Hebrew 11 and verse 1, it says it just, it says that now faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now faith.
No, not yesterday's faith, Pastor. It starts right now.
Yeah.
When we go into prayer, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
it just, the thought just came to me. When you go into prayer, you're looking for God to work now. Because you're going into prayer believing without seeing, Pastor. You're praying to an invisible God that is made the God that made the invisible God that made the visible. He sees everything we do, Pastor. And all we got to do is trust the invisible God, because he made everything and he sees us, Pastor. It's all by faith. All by faith, Pastor. That's all God asks you to do, is by faith. You got to believe me.
Amen.
Well, when you read the word, there ain't no pictures here, Pastor. There ain't no real Jesus standing before you, but you got to believe what's on the pages. He's talking to us, Pastor.
Well, let's look at another verse of scripture here. We want to kind of see this thing by faith here. Now, in Colossians 2 and verse 6, Minister Glory, would you read that? Yeah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Second Colossians.
Colossians 2 and verse 6.
Okay. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
Amen.
So the question is that, well, how have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? It was by faith.
Right.
Yes.
So he's saying, if you received him by faith, then therefore you should walk in him.
Yes.
By faith.
That's right.
By faith. Mm-hmm. Trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I tell you, our faith has to be in him. When we meditate upon the word of God, we thank God for his spiritual direction concerning how the Holy Spirit would be leading us. So he says here, as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, so walk ye in him.
That's right.
Praise God. I mean, that's just crystal clear there. You've received him by faith, so walk in him by faith.
Praise God.
Amen.
Verse 7, Pastor.
Yeah,
it's good too, Pastor. Well, all of it's good, Pastor.
You gonna read it?
No, you read it.
It says, rooted and built up in him. And who's him?
Jesus.
And established in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Rooted and built up in
That's
him.
That's right. Steadfast, unmovable.
Yes.
Things Praise. Of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing when we keep in mind that our faith has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, because you can't receive anything from God except by faith. And many of us try to get things from God by crying and some crocodile tears and all kind of emotion. But the only way that we receive anything from God is by faith.
By faith in his word.
Because he's the God of faith.
Amen.
Our walk is by faith.
Yes.
We received him by faith. Everything that we have came to us by faith. Now, in Colossians 2 and verse 6, as we looked at that, the same verse scripture there, mm-hmm. it says, as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, so walk ye in him.
Yes.
So how have you received the Lord Jesus Christ?
Asking him to come into your heart to be your Lord, Master, ruler, owner, and Savior, Pastor.
Yes, but it's by faith.
By faith.
You didn't see the Lord Jesus,
no.
Christ.
No, you're right, Pastor.
So you received him by faith. And you can't get anything from God except by faith.
That's the truth, Pastor.
In James 1, it tells us there. In verse 6, praise God. Hallelujah. And thereafter, because
it's so true.
If you're trying to get something from God because you feel that you deserve it, or you not walking by faith, but you're asking him for something, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. He's a God of faith. Amen. I said he's a God of faith.
Yes, he is, Pastor.
So, Mr. Glory, would you read that verse? Well, you can start from 5,
okay,
really.
5. Okay.
If any man lack wisdom,
yes.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Listen to this. But let him ask in what?
Faith.
Nothing wavering. Not doubting at all.
Yes.
But he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
Yes.
And let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. But listen to this.
Yes.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Broke it down.
Very good. Hallelujah. Ask in faith.
Yes.
Not doubting. Lord have mercy. Believing what he has said in his word. Believing what he has done on the cross of Calvary. Just believing that he is Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Because, first of all, it says there that, James is saying that you ask in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Whatever it is that you need. So a lot of us, we go into prayer, and we're asking God to do something for us, but we're dealing with emotions instead of asking God by faith.
Amen.
And to ask him by faith is to receive what he said in his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is why it's important that when we are praying, and I'm not trying to tell anybody how to pray, and I want that to be understood, but the most important thing is that when we pray, we give God his word back to him.
Yes, Pastor.
What he has said. By faith.
By faith.
And God's word will not return unto him void. So
that's what the word says.
The most important thing is that our faith is in what he has said. So now James is saying, let him ask whatever it is that you're petitioning God for, let him ask in faith.
Amen. Can't be wavering though, Pastor.
Not vacillating or going back and forth.
Yes.
But asking in faith. Praise God. Because if you don't ask in faith, you're not going to get anything from God. No matter how you look at it. Because what did James say? That let him ask in faith, not wavering, right?
That's right.
That's correct.
It's like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
Mm.
And if you're going back and forth like that, that he says that, let not that man think that he should what?
Receive anything of the Lord.
Receive anything of the Lord.
Nothing.
Because a double-minded man is unstable. And there are a lot of double-minded people. They say one thing and then they do something else.
Yes, yes.
I wonder. We have to be very careful concerning what we are doing as well, because let our yea be yea
and our nay
be nay.
Amen.
Yes or no.
Yes.
But we don't try and say things that one way and then do something else. So James was very clear there when you're asking for something, you know, ask in faith. And don't waver.
Don't be waver.
You know, back and forth. Because if you waver back and forth, it says that let not that man ask, think that he would receive anything from the Lord. Praise God. Faith. Mm-hmm. We trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
He called you double-minded.
Double-minded.
Well.
He's unstable in all his ways.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, double-minded is you have two thoughts going into your mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're not resting in neither one of them. You're just back and forth.
Yep.
And what you say, mm-hmm. it has no substance to it. Because God said, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So our faith must be in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we approach God, we're doing it by faith.
Yes.
You have not seen the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, I have not.
No.
No.
But you believe that he is.
You believe that
if
he
you're
is.
A believer, Pastor.
Amen.
Praise God. And you believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder.
He rewards you, Pastor.
Praise God.
For seeking him.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for exercising our faith in the promises that he's made. In the promises that he's made.
His promises are yea and amen.
He's right. Given us promises.
Yes, he has.
And by faith we receive the promises.
Amen.
Glory to God. there's another verse of scripture we want to look at today. We are covering verses of scripture, but we're not by any means exhausting any of them, because there's a lot of a scripture that is talking about faith.
Amen.
Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Faith in the promises of God. Faith in what Christ has done. There are a lot of verses of scripture that we can talk about here, but the main thing is that you put your faith in Jesus.
Yes.
Don't put your faith in no man. Put your faith in Jesus.
No man.
Glory to God. I'm going to ask Evangelist Copeland if he would just read 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 5. Praise God. Our faith.
Amen. I know this one well.
Praise God. Praise God. Our faith should not stand in the wisdom of man.
Amen. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. Is that? No, that's four.
No.
That your faith should not. That was, forgive me, but verse 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 5 said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But in the power of God.
Power of God. But in the power of God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And this is why when Jesus was talking in Mark 11 there, in verse 22, he was telling the disciples there, you know, they were excited because they saw what had happened there with the fig tree. But the most important thing is that when Jesus spoke to them, he said, well, listen, he didn't say have faith in your church.
No.
Amen.
He didn't say have faith in no man.
Mm-mm.
He said have faith in God.
Yep. Faith in God.
Yes.
And that's where our faith should be, in God and what he has said to us.
Yes.
And the words are clear that Jesus is God.
Yes,
he is.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus is God. So,
yes, he is.
According to Colossians 1 and verse 15, he's the creator of all things.
Yes.
There's nothing made that was not made by him that's made. He is it. That's the creative power of God.
Amen.
And Jesus did it. Praise God.
Yes, he did.
So your faith has to be in him. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Not in your church.
That's
and a lot
correct.
Of people, a lot of people say, well, I go to this church here, so, you know, my faith is in that church. Oh, have you heard people say
yes,
that?
Yes,
Pastor. Their faith is in that church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to let you know there that if your faith is in that church, then you are earthbound and you're not going anywhere, and you're not going to receive anything from God.
Amen.
Because your faith is supposed to be in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Which is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Better not being caught up in that pastor either, Pastor.
Nope,
no.
Right.
Better be caught up in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Faith in the Father and faith in the Son.
Amen.
Faith in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
All three are one.
Amen.
Faith.
Mm-hmm.
I said faith.
Yes. Trust.
Yes.
Confidence.
Yes.
There's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faith in the Father.
Yes.
Faith in the Son.
Yes.
Faith in the Holy Ghost. And all three are one.
Amen.
Glory to God. All three are one. Praise God. So when Jesus mentioned there in Mark 11, verse 22, he told the disciples, well, listen, have faith in God. Have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith.
That's what the Amplified says. Yes, Pastor.
Have the God kind of faith.
Amen, Pastor. Break it down, Pastor.
Praise God.
Have the God kind of faith. And as some have the God kind of faith. How? God don't doubt himself, Pastor.
Well, the God kind of faith, we find in Romans 4 and verse 17 thereafter. The God kind of faith.
Right.
Yes.
God called those things as be not.
As though they were, yes.
That's the God kind of faith.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the God kind of faith. So our faith is in God. Praise the Lord. Somebody want to read Romans 4 and verse?
Yes.
I know it's in relationship. We don't want to really take it out of context, but it was God speaking to Abraham.
Amen.
But the point is that he says that...
as it is written.
Yes, as it is written.
I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and call it those things which be not as though they were.
As though they were.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Read on.
No, he called those things that be not.
Mm-hmm. As though they were.
So what did he do in the beginning there? That's why the only way you receive something from God is by faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Genesis 1, what did God say?
Mm-hmm.
Let there be light.
That's what he said.
And there was light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no.
He just kept talking and saying things, and these things came into existence.
Mm-hmm. Praise
we the serve
Lord.
A mighty God.
Yes, we mm-hmm. do.
Holy and righteous.
Yes.
And our faith must be in him. And only in him.
And only in him.
Only in him. Not in anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
With his creative power, look at what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
He said he created the heavens and the earth.
Yes, he did.
Matter of fact, let's go to that verse of scripture here because we're still talking on our subject of faith there. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to Colossians 1 there, praise God. And let's look at what it says because I understand now why Apostle Paul was saying that his faith is not in what he's able to do. His faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved him and gave himself for him. Praise
Amen.
God. So we have to keep our faith anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Praise God. This creative power, the Lord Jesus Christ and his creative power, he created everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Matter of fact, Minister Glory, would you like to read that?
Is that Colossians 1:16?
We'll start at 15 and come
who
down.
Who is the image of the invisible God?
So wait a minute. So now we stop right there when it says he's the image of the invisible God. We cannot see God in with our natural eyes, first of all. Second of all, he's too holy.
Mm.
He's too holy. So he is the image. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He's clothed in humanity so that we can see God.
Amen.
Because if God in his pre-incarnated state, if we were to look at him, we would be consumed.
True.
His sin cannot look at the holiness of
that's
God.
Correct. Mm-hmm. No flesh is going to appear before him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So he is the image of the invisible God. I mean, that right there, it tells us a lot.
Yes.
Because if he had
we
not
couldn't
been,
have seen him if he didn't make himself visible, Pastor.
Right.
If he had not clothed himself in humanity.
Yes. We would have never seen him with our natural eye.
Go ahead, Minister Gordon.
Okay, who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature.
Mm.
For by him were all things created.
But wait, but let's go back to that, the firstborn of every creature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing of it is that, you know, God wasn't born. He always existed.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just the scripture. But the firstborn of every creature.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that that's why when he came with the resurrection there,
mm-hmm.
everything came out after him. You know, he was before. And what happened is that I think it's in Matthew 27 and 51 or somewhere around. You don't have to go there. We can go there if you want to. But it says that after the resurrection, they came out of the grave after him.
Right.
Yes. So he's the first.
Okay.
You see,
of
he's
course.
The first of everything there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the firstborn of every creature.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring that to light there if you wanted to.
Amen.
You really look at it. This is all about faith. You praise God. Hold your hands there to that other verse of scripture there, and we'll look at, go back to Colossians 1.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. If you wanted to read that, it was when the earthquake came and the resurrection, when the souls came out of the grave, but they came out after Jesus. That was my point.
That's it.
You know? Mm-hmm. So he's first.
Yes. Yes.
He has the preeminence. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yes. So let's look at Colossians 1 and for the remaining time that we have, because it's coming down to a close. And I thank you all out there in Radio Land for listening to us. And we're going back and forth with several verses of scripture and some topics. There's much more to be said. Like I said before, we have not exhausted anything pertaining to faith, because faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, Minister Glory, would you read the 16th verse there?
For by him were all things created.
Wait a minute now. So, first of all, we look at he is the image of the invisible God.
Yes.
And then the next verse says, for by him were all things created.
Yes.
So this is the creative power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he created everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Minister.
That are in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that are in earth,
mm-hmm.
visible and invisible.
Yes.
Whether they be thrones or dominions,
mm-hmm.
or principalities.
Yes.
Or powers.
Yes.
All things. Say all things.
All things.
Were created by him and for him.
My God, all things were created by him and for him. And not only that, and all things consist of him.
That's what the word says.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
All things consist of him. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
To create something, you have to be outside of the creation.
Right.
You cannot be part of the creation. You have to be outside of the creation. Our faith is in Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. Well, at least my faith is in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't know how other people think or feel, but my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And what he has done for me.
Amen.
I personalize it by thanking him for everything that he's done for me. And many out there in Radio Land, they're trusting in themselves. They're trying to get things from God, but it's by mental assent, or perhaps they're trying to get something from God only by emotions or crying, but God doesn't work like that. What happens is that you must approach the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in order to receive anything from him.
Yes.
Amen.
Because he is God. He is God.
Mm-hmm.
Almighty. The verse, matter of fact, in what was that in Isaiah, where it talks about the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace?
Isaiah, yeah. I think the 9th chapter, Pastor?
Yes, somewhere in there.
Yes.
Where it talked about
his name.
His name, yes.
Yes, Pastor.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ain't that something? He got a lot of names too, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, oh, he has
mm-hmm.
a lot of names.
Yes.
But there's only one name that we recognize.
Jesus. That's
the name of Jesus.
For unto us a child is born.
Go ahead. Yes.
Unto us a son is given.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Yes.
Counselor.
Yes.
The Mighty God.
Yes.
The Everlasting Father.
Yes.
The Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end.
Praise God. Praise God. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Why are we depending on the government instead of letting the government be upon his shoulders?
Amen.
Praise God.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, we thank God for the opportunity there. Faith.
Yes.
Faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not in anything else. And if you are out there in Radio Land trusting in yourself concerning that the desires that you have and what you want from God, it will not come to pass.
Yes.
But if you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and take him at his word, this is who we exalt. We lift up the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, we do.
He is the risen Savior.
Yes, he is. Pastor.
The ascended Lord. He is the one that sits there on the right hand of the power of God.
Amen.
On the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's Jesus. Praise God.
Nobody
Amen.
Else but Jesus.
Trust him.
Yes.
Take him at his word.
Yes.
And I want to tell you today out there in Radio Land that if you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you have a wonderful opportunity right now. You don't have to be in a church building. You don't have to be in a cathedral. You don't have to do anything but open up your heart and receive him. He has told us in Revelation 3 and verse 20, he says that, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
Yes.
"And if any man would hear my voice and open up that door," he said, "I will come unto him and sup with him."
Yes.
"And he with me." Listen, Jesus is right there, right where you are. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere.
Yes.
At the same time. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask Minister Gloria, mm-hmm. praise the Lord, if she would extend this wonderful invitation of salvation to all that will believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he will give you rest if you receive him.
Amen.
Amen.
It's
because
the
invitation was given in Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest."
Yes.
"Take up my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want you to open up your heart and give Jesus the burdens that you have right now.
Remember, so faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God has been preached. So that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Amen.
Now, let's go back. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Mm.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Amen.
As it is written, how beautiful the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Well, we thank you out there in Radio Land for tuning into the broadcast. We pray that you would do likewise next week at the same time. We thank God for you. Let God be first in your life.
Amen.
Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all out there is my prayer. Until the next broadcast.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.